right. It's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Time, and you are listening to The Ooze with your hosts, T.C. Downey and Jason Sorrell. T.C., man, what's going on tonight?
Shit, man, catching a buzz. Yeah, I guess just getting over catching a case, so it's all good, man.
right on. I just got my tattoo station cleaned up after doing a little bit of work tonight and getting ready for more of the same tomorrow. So typical day here at Casa de Sorrell.
Right on.
Yeah.
I saw the two tattoos that came out.
That's the thing lately is that a lot of the work I've been doing, like the tattoos I'm doing tomorrow, not that I'm going to turn my nose down at the money at any time, but like I'm doing a tattoo tomorrow that is, it's all line work. And it's essentially the outline of the words, all love is equal. So a real simple tattoo, you know, so I'm making like $50 from that. And then the other tattoo I'm doing is also just line work, but it's a clock face, 3 by 3 inches or what have you. You can see the gears of the clock, you know, under the face, except for the one quarter that shows this has the hands on 2/14, which is this particular dude's birthday. And, I mean, there's nothing really spectacular about that tattoo work, and that's the kind of thing I've been getting lately is, you know names and outlines, and that's just, what's been, holding it down here. Or what happens is I'll get some tattoos going. Like I had a chick in here that was getting some lilies down her rib cage, and the ribs for anybody is a rough spot to get a tattoo. So here she gets these lilies down her rib cage and everything else. It's a good size tattoo. It's a big, we're at it for a few hours, and we got half of it colored in, and that was all she could take basically. So what I did was, told her we'd book an appointment for 2 weeks from now. She let me know how healed up she is. And depending on how far along she was, we'd go ahead and have her roll back in and do the other half of the tattoo. The day came for the appointment. I didn't hear back from her until well into the evening after, her slot was gone. And that's when she said, hey, I want to go ahead and get this, I'm sorry I missed you. I want to get this tattoo finished. I said, okay, let's go ahead. And I looked at my calendar and saw that my next opening was the same night 2 weeks later. And told her this is what we want to do, and I haven't heard from her. And so I don't get to put that tattoo in my portfolio or put it up on the internet because it's not finished. Tim, the only reason I put that artwork up on the internet is because I know Tim will come back to get the thing finished. So Tim is the one person that has gotten more tattoos from me than anybody else I know. I've got a lot of repeat customers. I've lost count as to how many tattoos Tim has from me. But
that's awesome.
I'm really, really excited about that tattooed freak piece finally being on skin. I had considered getting that tattoo myself, and Jamie's happy that it's on somebody else because she doesn't like it. She doesn't like the design. She doesn't like the smear on its face. So she's happy to see it on somebody else because she knows if it's on somebody else, I won't get it.
Right on. Yeah, it's that definitely a cool piece. I actually was kind of wondering if you were paying Tim to put that up on him, but I guess it's the other way around. He's definitely a junkie. So.
Yeah. No, and Tim's been getting free work from me for years now. Every once in a while, he'll throw me a little bit of money or whatever. I think I made him pay for the first couple of tattoos, and we started hanging out. So that's the advantage, I guess, of having friends that are tattoo artists because, eventually it's just a matter of, yeah, I've got time. Let's go ahead and do something cool. And Tim has, let me do some cool tattoos on him. So yeah, he gets his work done for free. And, of course, he lost a bet, apparently, with that.
Yeah, I saw
he got
that.
Yeah, he had a dolphin with a sombrero and the bandoleras and the mustache and a little tiny thing. It's only about 3 inches tall. But, yeah, that's that was his for the bet he lost for some dude back in his home. I think I think this guy's back in Massachusetts. So, yeah, that's
it
cool
seems
stuff.
Like a sports bet. I mean,
what's that?
I don't know the background behind it, but it seems like it would be a sports bet. I mean, that's how you usually end up with dumb shit like that on you. Is
betting. What? Go ahead, dude.
Oh, please, man.
No, I was going to say, I have no idea. I haven't even asked. That's something I should ask him. He'll be here Wednesday to get the big piece finished. That's a, you know, that thing, the tattoo free tattoo is like 9-10 inches long.
Yeah, it's huge. I can tell you doubled, tripled, quadrupled up on some of those lines too, man. I mean, it's thick and black and bold. I can't wait to see what it looks like with color.
Yeah, I wanted it to look like the drawing, and a lot of my drawings I'll double up on the external lines, just to make it a little bit more bold. So yeah, I went through and doubled up on the line work on the exterior, and just want to make sure it was, that it was solid. So yeah, I was really happy to have that out there. So
how long did you spend on it?
Oh man, see. Let's see. He got here. I think he got here about 4. We had some chili. We drank some beers. Stenciled up. You know, got the tattoo set up. Stenciled it up and everything else. Got in. Did his. Did the line work on both the tattoo freak and the dolphin. They rolled out of here about 8:30. I don't think we were at it for a full 4 hours. And then the Tim will tell you that, tattoos hurt. And he's not a wuss by any stretch of imagination. Tim's, got a martial arts background. The bet he lost was with his kung fu instructor. But he has an aversion to pain. He doesn't like pain, especially, long, irritating pain. So, several breaks and everything. We might have been at it all together for maybe 2 hours.
Well, that's that's pretty quick time with the size of that line work, and like I said, the big thick black bold. I mean, I know that shit takes time to color in. It's not like you just hit it another time and it's there. You've got to actually build up off that line and get it all smooth and solid.
Right. I'll probably have to the parts that are already colored in, the parts that are already done, I'm not going to hit that Wednesday because I don't want to overwork it. But we'll probably, we'll get the color down, get it looking kind of done, and then a couple weeks after that, we'll see where it's at and see what needs to be touched up.
I'm
excited about it.
That's definitely cool pieces, man.
Yeah. And it kind of sucks because there was a time when I was actually offering to do work for free to different people. It's like, you tell me what it is you want to do, and if the concept was good enough, then if it caught my imagination, then I would draw up the tattoo for you, and as long as you like the design, that's the tattoo you'd get. You get it for free as long as you got the design I drew up for you. Only actually a couple people ever took me up on it. And I think only one person actually followed through with it. So it was kind of weird, because I got all kinds of, if you're doing free tattoos. And the thing was is that, first of all, a lot of it was like, I want to get my boyfriend's name. He's like, well, you don't understand. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking to beef up my tattoo portfolio with artwork that is my artwork. And this Tattoo Freak's design is definitely, it's something that I designed and created. So you don't see too many pinup girls with three tits. So,
definitely a really cool piece.
So, like I told you before the show rolled on, I was kind of racking my brain as to what we could talk about tonight. I mean, there's some things that have kind of caught my attention, and there are things that that we've been talking about on the news. You guys talked about some of the stuff Saturday night. First of all, I see that looking on Sin. The Banhammer continues to fly freely, and it looks like some people, and this is what I don't get, this is what I don't understand, is that these people consistently get booted over and over again. They create new, create new profiles and everything. They go out and they do the same shit. Like, for some reason, it's in their minds that the Satanic International Network should somehow change to cater to whatever it is they've got going on. Not that, you know, the Satanic, if they're going to participate in this forum, that they need to kind of conform to whatever those forum standards are. And I'm not even saying they're rules. There are, you know, there are rules or there are guidelines, but nothing's really written in stone. But there is definitely a set of standards. And I find it odd. And what's even odder in my mind is I come to find out that one of the dudes that was banned was actually harassing some friends of mine here locally, you know, giving them a hard time and tracked them down through me. And I mentioned this on another show before that this guy, you know, was like kind of like, what's, you know, what's this guy's deal? Because he's, you know, he's insisting on trying to get my attention. And, you know, I don't know what that's about. But it's, you know, it just seems to be a recurring thing going on sin. And what's unfortunate is it also seems to be distracting everybody from really anything else, including us here on the Ooze. So it's not the only thing I wanted to talk about today. But that seems to be the preoccupation. And you've got, what, now 30-some-odd moderators who are engaged in the whole, you know, banning thing.
Right on.
And I like I said last night when I called in, I kind of would like to see, you know, you just, like, let stratification be in effect. You know, if they're truly irritating, if they're truly being, you know, corrosive, or if they're spamming or whatever, well, then it makes sense to ban them. But if they're just knuckleheads, well, then let them be knuckleheads and, you know, contrast to those people.
When it gets to the point where it's just, obnoxious and redundant, that's usually the point when I will kick somebody, when there's just no forward movement in any conversation. It's just restating the same shit over and over and over again, like what went down with that dude Mac. I mean, the problem itself with Mac wasn't that he was an unintelligent poster. It was that he just kept reintroducing the same points over and over and over again. It was just this compulsion that, you know, that they were answered, they were dealt with in whatever manner they were going to be done in. And whether you liked that answer or not, at that point, you're kind of stuck with accepting it, rejecting it, but you're always moving forward, moving on. And, that, you know, I think that that's when people should really be getting cut out, is when it's just annoying.
Right. I don't think, and the thing is, I don't think there's going to be a right or wrong answer to this thing. I mean, the forum is what it is, and the moderators that have been put in place, they'll make their own decisions. They're all adults. You know, if they choose to yield that ban hammer, well, then that's what they do, and that's, you know, that's how things will be handled at Sin. We had a caller a moment ago, 213 area code. We didn't have an opportunity to click on you to get you on the line, so. If you want to talk, go ahead and call back in. We'll give you a minute to speak your mind. I'm going to bring on this other person here, the 347 area code. 347 area code, you're on the Ooze. It's on your brain.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on? Actually, tell you the truth, I was one of those guys that got hit with the ban hammer. It really sucks, man.
Well, what do you think was going on? Why did you get banned?
Well, honestly, I really don't know because, like, I didn't get completely banned. I got suspended. This is what I just think. I was on Sin. I had a blog, and FS, like, made a comment on there, and she threw, like, some, like, you know, some shit up about, like some fag shit. And then I just turned around, and I made, like, a really excruciating comment. You know, I mean... Mm-hmm. I didn't mean it with any malice or anything, you know. It was just, you know, a comment that I was just like, okay, you know what, blah, 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 blah. And then underneath it, I said, stop trolling. It's pathetic, you know. And I guess, you know, FS took it to heart or whatever, and whoever caught wind of it, you know, maybe an admin or something, and they just basically suspended me. So, mm-hmm. You know. I mean, you know, like I said, it wasn't done with any kind of malice, but I didn't think I deserved a suspension for it, you know.
What was your username on Sim?
Hobbs.
Yeah.
Hobbs. Oh, okay.
Yeah, here's the thing. Let me speak to that real quick. Hobbs, do you consider yourself a Satanist?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay. So you're familiar with the Satanic Bible and LaVey standards, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and I'm not saying LaVey standards are right or wrong. I just want to know if you're familiar with them. One of those standards is that when you're in somebody's home, somebody's den, somebody's territory, wherever you want to put it, that you either treat those people with respect and courtesy or don't go there.
Oh, no, absolutely.
So
I totally get that.
Okay,
I'm
so
totally
that
with
being
that.
Said.
But, like, you know, if someone steps on my toes, I'm not going to not step on theirs at the same time, you know, or maybe just as hard.
So here's the thing, right? If you were in my house, and
right.
I talk shit about you. I openly talk shit about you in my house. Let's say, okay?
Right.
And dude, I don't know you, man. I know the situation. I've seen it, and you know, but I don't know anything about you or what your situation was. And I, like I said, I can understand your side of things. But if you were in my house, I openly talk shit about you. It's my house. If you turn around and openly talk shit about me, and I throw you out. Am I outside of my rights? Am I outside
No, you are completely in your rights. But the thing is,
okay.
I didn't seek FS. I didn't seek out FS. And, like, because I've read the
right
policies over and over and over again, you know.
Okay.
And
let me throw another
scenario at you then. I didn't seek out a fight.
Right.
You know, Let me throw another scenario at you,
okay? You're at my daughter's house, all right? You're visiting my daughter's house. I'm there, okay?
Right.
We share the home, but you're visiting my daughter. You didn't seek me out, but I see you and I start talking shit. And once again, I have authority in this house. It's our house.
Okay.
And you get booted.
Right.
Am I still acting, you know, as based on the Satanic standards? Am I still, you know, within my rights?
Well,
you didn't seek me out.
It wouldn't be because we're considered all equals there. If you're
considered,
if it's in your daughter's house, hold on. If it's in your daughter's house, okay. I see where you're going with this, and you're absolutely right. But I'm saying that, like, if we're considered all, we're not talking about your daughter's house. We're talking about a website, and we're talking about Zach's website. And Zach straight up is like, yo, this is not a democracy. This is what I feel. And he's absolutely right to say so. You know, it's his dream. It's his vision. But he stipulates everybody is equal. If you're gonna talk shit, you know, you better back it up. And the way I see
wait a second,
everybody's little page is their own house. So I'm not gonna go to
real quick.
I'm not gonna go to your page, and I'm not gonna be talking crap, you know, because
Hobbs, real quick, man. In Satanism, is there any such thing as equality?
Yeah, absolutely.
There is?
Yeah.
Of course, there is, man. There is? So we all should see each other as equal. I'm just as good as you. You're just as good as me. Doesn't matter what the circumstances are.
Well, yeah. That would be the more evolutionary, top grade thing, right?
How does equality result in evolution? If we're all exactly the same, if we're all this homogenous, same, equal thing, how do things evolve? Because my understanding of evolution is the stronger survive. The better equipped to survive, so the non-equal move forward.
But yet you still have within equality, you still have the strength to keep moving forward, like me.
Is it equality where everybody's supposed to be the same and everybody's supposed to get along, or is it stratification?
Well, I would say maybe it's a little bit of both, but there's still equals. Like, you still have equals. I mean,
we're all equal until proven differently. And here's the bottom line with this, Hobbs. If there really were equality in Satanic International Network, if there really was this equality you're talking about, this ideal, this, you know, kumbaya kind of thing, would you have been suspended?
Well, I don't know all the keys of the factors. You know what I mean?
I don't even know.
Maybe I said something somewhere else. I'm just going off of what I think.
What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to kind of give you this is an outsider's perspective. You can't have equality in the forum when you have one guy, like you said, who set it up, who owns it, who runs it. So you got one guy who's not equal. When that one guy delegates to 30 other people moderation power, then you have 30 people who are not equal to everybody else. So equality doesn't exist. Stratification does exist. So if you walk into this forum, and I do know we're talking about a website,
right?
All right, and you piss off the wrong people, the people with the power to kick you out, the people with the power to ban you on a whim, for whatever reason they feel like banning you for, there's no equality there. So if you want to participate in that kind of forum, then you have to be responsible for treading carefully. You have to be responsible for maintaining your shit until you have proven, like the people that have been selected, like the 30 people or so that have been made moderators, proven that you can hold your own, proven that you are worthy of...
Okay, yeah, all right. Well, I mean, look, I mean, okay, well, then I can bring up another point in this, too, because you could also say that. You could also say that in the front page, on the front page of Sin, he's like, listen, if you get butthurt, you know, you're in the fast lane of getting the hell out, you know, of getting shot off. So if this is a top stratification and a hierarchy, what's not to say that my comment didn't make somebody butthurt, that they would get launched off by even the owner's
dad? I agree with that. You get the wrong people butthurt, you're going to get banned.
Right.
But you're not going to win this argument because you're not operating in the framework that exists in Sin. You're not operating in what you've seen demonstrated. You're trying to ignore what has been shown, what has been demonstrated to be the operating principles behind Sin, and instead you're going, well, the ideal should be this, the reality should be this, that it should be something else other than what you actually see going on. I'm not saying
just to say the entire policy and what Zach is saying is completely fictitious and completely the opposite of what he's actually saying.
What did he say?
It operates this way, but yet I'm this way, and it makes no sense to actually, you know. It's a controversy.
The point you've made is, if he says if you get butthurt easy, if you get upset, if you don't have thick skin here, you're going to get booted. But you're going to be booted by the people that have the power to do the booting. You're going to be booted by people who have the ban hammer. Those people with the ban hammer have proven to Zach, by whatever means they've done so, that regardless of, you know, what it is they've got going on, regardless of how quickly they go off, what personal visit, I'm a fucking moderator on Sin. I haven't done that shit once yet. Once. Right? Because it's just, in my opinion, it should be a free-for-all. It should be open to all, and these ideas get presented, and you handle your shit. And if you can't handle your shit, you're
totally
fine with that. So the question I ask is, you look at what you're seeing, you're interpreting what you see on the front page as something other than what you see actually going down. You're going to hear from other people that will tell you that they're following those rules or following those guidelines, okay? So if you're seeing that, why do you want to participate? Why do you want to be there?
Well, because I want to grow in my path. Obviously, I want to talk to like-minded people, okay?
But is Sin the only place where you can find that?
Well, yeah, Sin is a place where I can find that.
Is it the only place you can find that?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's other places, but you know, it's not as intense as like Sin is, where like other places where I have talked to, even other Satanists, even here in New York, man, I talk to them about Sin, and the first thing they say, you know, are they harsh? And I'm like, fuck yeah, they're harsh, you know, and they're like, oh well, you know, I don't want to deal with that. Well, you know, I don't want to deal with you because it's obvious that you can't take a kick to the nuts. And that's what that's me. I'm all about taking that kick to the nuts. But kick me in my nuts, and you know, let's go back outside and play. you know, it's not like, hey man, you know, I'm gonna kick you in the nuts and then I'm gonna send you to fucking PFP, and you know, you're not gonna be able to get back. You know, where the hell the boat is at?
Okay. Well, real
I'm
quick,
I'm gonna
one
chime
of, one
in
the,
here for a minute.
Go ahead, dude.
I'm gonna chime in here real quick, and I'm gonna first start off by saying, Hobbs, if you try to run over me like you have been, Jason, I will boot you right the fuck off this right now. So wait your turn. All right. Here's the things. Those rules that are sitting there on the front pages of Sin are, in effect, they are taking place. It is the way that it was designed to be, and I know this because I had a hand in designing it all. So, I mean, first, it wasn't just Zach. Zach gets all the props, all of it, because it was his idea to start with, and he has put in most of the work that has happened there. But I've certainly had a hand in it myself, too. Now, from what it sounds like to me, man, is you got caught on the raw end of something, and rather than just, like, manning up and figuring out whatever your problem was and working things out with FS, and, I mean, there's ways that you could definitely touch base with her to work them out and get yourself back reinvented. You want to call in and try to act like there's some kind of fucking fair play that should be happening there on Sim, but the facts are this. If that fair play that you're suggesting was in place there, it would not be as intense. It would not be as focused and grueling. It's built that way for a reason, and of course my phone's going to fuck up the whole time. It is made that way because it's not fair. We're not going to hold your hand. Put your big boy pants on and handle your shit. And that's it. So feel free to go.
So we got another caller that's on hold. He's not on hold for 10 minutes. I just want to real quick. So given that you know how you've experienced what the parameters are in Sin, when you are unsuspended, how will you act differently?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm not going to, you know, make such, like, you know, harsh comments, you know what I mean? I guess I'm not going to, like, go out there and maybe, you know, I'm not going to go out there with, like, serious, you know, guns blazing. I don't give a shit what I say, you know. I'm just going to step around, you know, here's the glass pile. I'm going to try to walk around it a little bit, you know.
If I may make a suggestion.
Yeah.
At the start, as you get going, maybe watch your tongue. Maybe hold back a little bit.
Yeah,
let people figure out who you are. Let people figure out what you're about. And as you become comfortable with these people, they'll be more willing to tolerate and accept a little bit of levity from you, a little bit of harsh language from you. But you have to earn it. So, I friended you when I saw your friend's request, man. I friended you. I was surprised when you got banned. I had no clue what was going on. So, man. It is what it is. So
yeah.
I'm gonna bring this, and Hobbs, we're gonna go ahead and let you go. All right, unless you got one other thing you want to say.
Well, I mean, I would just say, you know, I meant if FS is listening, you know, I meant no harsh malice about it. I actually thought she was, like, you know, she's actually pretty cool and everything. And I thought we did have that kind of a relationship, you know, but apparently I was wrong.
Well, I'm sure that she'll listen to the show.
Can I offer one line of advice before he goes?
Yeah,
that is, rather than watching your tongue, if you have something to say, make it relevant to the point of what's being talked about and not something snide, you know, slapping up inside the moderator's head. You know, if you got some beef, you know, you think something's retarded, you say, I think this is retarded. You don't attack the person, you attack the idea, and that'll keep you cool right there.
Well, I mean, I don't really attack the person. I mean, I don't want to, you know, keep this going any further, but, you know, I was just like, I wasn't attacking a person.
And you don't have to justify yourself to me, dude. What I'm saying is that's the best way to handle yourself there. And with that, let's get to this other caller. I appreciate your call.
Thanks for calling it, Hobbs, man.
All right. Later, guys.
Later. 213 area code. You're on the ooze. It's on your brain, man. Sorry about the wait. And they hung up. Oh, wait. They did. 213 area code. You're on the ooze. 213 area code. You're on the ooze. Let me try that again.
This is the same phone number that did this last night. I just decided not to even not to pick it up again. I think they're just
listening. I'm trying to remember what Ivan's phone number was. I didn't know if this was him or not. All right, well, we'll go ahead and mute him. If you want to be back on, man, you need to like get in the chat room or something, let us know. So he's muted again. So enjoy the show.
Yeah. Hang up, call back in. That's the best way.
And I, you know what? The issue that Hobbs brought up, okay, is that he rolls in and he looks around and he reads the rules and he comes up with an interpretation in his mind as to how those rules are to go into effect, what those guidelines are. And he misinterprets them, and then he observes the rules in action and doesn't recognize those rules being in action. When it says, you know, his big point, you know, if you're going to be butthurt, that's the quickest way to get banned. Well, you know what? If Zach gets butthurt about something, he's not going to shut down the website. He's not going to ban himself. So it also has to do with, you know, how high up the food chain are you? In that stratification that is in full effect on sin, where are you located? If you just showed up, if you just walked off the, you know, virtual train or whatever, and you're in this forum and you don't know your head for your ass as far as everything's concerned around here, you piss off the wrong person, like female Satan, like Beast Zeno, like whoever, you might get banned. And boom, you walked on a landmine. Don't step there again.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest with you, man, the thing that about butthurt is, and I think maybe we need to redefine it on the front page of the site, I don't honestly think that people know what butthurt really means. They don't get that it's when you've got the sore ass, you know, when there's this puckering itch that you just can't ignore whatever it is that's going on. That's ass hurt.
Right. Right. When your argument no longer deals with the topics, just like you're saying, when you're no longer discussing the idea and you are going after the person themselves. You know, that kid on the playground, when you're telling them, look, you can't have this because it's not your turn to have it, your time is up, you're not allowed to have this, well, you're a poo-poo head. That's a kid that's butthurt. That's a kid that doesn't understand, you know, isn't dealing with the reality as it is. You know, you do not have this the option anymore to mess with this. Well, you're a poo-poo head. That's their argument. And that's, you know, Hobbs, you know, like I said, I don't know the dude. What he did was he called somebody a name.
Yeah.
He called somebody a name. And with the wrong person, boom, you get banned or you get suspended.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, there's certain things that are tolerable. If you call somebody stupid as you're taking apart their argument, then that's one thing. But if you just call somebody stupid and you've done nothing to make your case, to show that that's it, that's the mm-hmm. truth, that's what it really is, it just makes you look like an asshat, and you're obviously asshurt because you couldn't come up with anything to, you know, kind of support what you're suggesting.
Right, I think it should be a sign to anybody that participates in sin, and it is. You know, the reason people want to participate in sin is because it is the best form of its type. It is the best thing going as far as Satanism is concerned. You're not held to necessarily an intellectual standard. You're held to a can you endure? Are your ideas strong enough? Can you hold your own? Can you participate? I mean, you don't have to go in there and say shit. You could show up and just watch and listen and you know, see things and, you know, whatever you want in sin. And so it's not like anything else that's going on out there. That's why people are so hard up to get in and be part of it. But if you're going to, you know, if you're going to participate there, you know, hang out, just see what's going on, and you know, stick to the ideas. If you go and get into these name calling things, and get into these, you know, and that's not that somebody doesn't necessarily need to be called a name every once in a while, but you better be able to back it up. If you call somebody a douchebag, you better be able to point to their nozzle and say that's why.
Exactly. And if you do that, it's all good. And I mean, the other half of that's having a good self meter in terms of intellectual honesty, you know, being able to really sit back and examine what you're saying and figure out whether or not it's bullshit. You know, I mean, some of us are convinced by the bullshit that we spew. We've said it for so long, we've tricked ourselves into believing it's true. So, I mean, that's just it.
And if, I mean, anybody looking around, when you've got 30, 40 moderators, people who've been, you know, who've been brought on to kind of moderate the forum, you know that something's going on in this forum where they're dealing with people's shit, that there's only so much they'll tolerate. And I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's almost like, you know, there's a rash, you know, that's being taken care of, you know, that if you tweak that rash a little bit, well, then you're going to get burned. So until, you know, things cool down, that's just the nature of the forum.
You know, the other thing I think is important, since we got all this shit up here on the table, I think it's important for people to keep things in context, man. I mean, rolling up on a website talking about how gangster you are looks about as fucking gangster as an Easter bunny.
Right, like an internet.
You know
threat.
What I'm saying? I mean,
right.
It does nothing. Hey, let's compare our DOC slips. Yeah, you know, here on the website, it doesn't matter that absolutely anything can be fabricated on the internet. You know,
right.
None of that shit matters. I mean, other things are, I mean, fuck, you don't go to a porn convention and talk about how good of a sharpshooter you are. You want to talk shop, you know, talk about what's going on there on that site. Deal with the subject matter that you're dealing with. You know, bringing ping pong balls to a fucking baseball game is not going to do you any good.
And I guess, and on the flip side of that point, that, you know, if you're going to be participating in this forum, you know, stick to the topic, and, you know, keep in mind that it is a website. On the flip side of that, yeah, it is just a website. Why people feel so invested in what's going on that they find themselves, I mean, I thought it was ridiculous that this, you know, you got somebody out there basically, you know, stalking people, saying, I'll come to where you're at and shit like that. That kind of shit going on, that doesn't make any sense. It's just a fucking website. Log off, maybe, and go enjoy some real life. You know, message we've been saying here on the Ooze. And it has our attention right now here on the Ooze because, I mean, it's easy to talk about. You know, it's a little bit of drama. It's a train wreck. So it makes for entertaining, you know, radio. But frankly, like I said to Hobbs, I'm a moderator on the Ooze, and I log in, I read a little bit of the blogs, I check out things. If somebody sends me a friends request, I send them a little nice e-card from me saying, you know, thanks for the friends request or whatever, and I get on Tiny Chat every once in a while. That's as far as it goes. You know, there's a select group of people on the Ooze that I actually pay attention to because I've learned that these people are cool people and well worth my attention, well worth watching. So I enjoy hearing about, you know, Zach's successes in his life, what he's got going on. I enjoy hearing about, you know, there's a whole list of people that I enjoy just seeing them move forward and progress. So that's entertainment to me. All the other nonsense, all the bullshit back and forth, the sniping one another, I could give a goddamn.
Yeah. I've got to agree with you there. I do think it's awesome that you like totally Freudian both times and said the Ooze rather than sin.
Oh yeah, my bad. Yeah, sin. So yeah, this is the sin radio show for all purposes basically. A lot of shit
right
that happens in sin gets aired out here. But yeah, it's total Freudian slip. We can talk Creative Audio Studios shit, and that's what I'll do. We'll talk about I'll talk about all the artwork on the Ooze website. I didn't want to go any deeper into that or anything like that. And that's frankly, other than, you know, a lot of people have been talking shit about Ivan. All right. And, I know he had his moment here on the Ooze and, you know, where I gave him some rope, let him kind of hang himself. You know, he backed off, admitted where he made a mistake and everything else. I know he's been banned. He tried to log on again. He's been banned. I really want to – that guy, I want to pick his brain. I want to know, you know, does he recognize that, again, you know, if you walk into – you know, there are certain realities to, you know, to an environment. virtual or otherwise. And is he just totally in denial of these realities? You know, does he think that, you know, this forum should conform and change to his specific needs? So I just wanted to see what he said, because if you give the guy a chance to talk, a lot of things he says, you know, he just comes off as a knucklehead. I'm going to be frank. You know, when you talk about being homeless, when you talk about, you know, when you talk, because what you're doing when you talk about that, when you say publicly, I'm a criminal and I've done these things and everything else, I mean, basically, if there's any police officers listening, you're telling them where to look, basically. That's stupid in my mind. But I wanted to pick his brain, just kind of hear what, you know, what he has to say about, you know, what is it he thinks he's accomplishing. Now, if he's coherent enough to actually express that, I want to hear those ideas. I want to know what that's about.
You know, what's sad for me here, Chase, man, is I really like him. He is a bit of a knucklehead, but I think he's coming from the right place. It's just he's got this idea in his head that he should be able to hold everybody else up to his standards. And, well, most people just aren't going to make the cut. And when that's the case, you know, you just take it for what it is. And they didn't make the cut. I hold everybody else to my standards, but you don't see me associate with people that I don't feel make the cut. And I'm certainly not going out of my way to try to call them a hypocrite or something, unless, well, there's some comical value in it for me, which hence my what year-long chastisation of Derek Bischoff was more a chuckle than anything. It was just funny because he gets after it real easy. So.
Right. Well, it's solipsism. It's another LaVeyan kind of thing. And I hate quoting LaVey because it just doesn't seem original. But it's an idea that he presented that I'm sure people are familiar with, that when you think that people should conform to your way of thinking and your way of behaving because it's the norm for you, when you don't have enough awareness of the world around you to recognize that the norms for everybody else is going to be different, that the standards for everybody else is going to be different. When Hobbes talks about equality, and that's the one way where I could see there being any kind of equality, is that each and every swinging dick and sin is different from the next guy. Each and every one of them has their own standards, has their own thing going on, and that's the only thing they all have in common. If you don't recognize that, if you think that just because you believe it, everybody else should believe it too, you're just as bad as, and Tim is hardcore, is online. I know Tim's not like this. You're just as bad as any other religious zealot. There we go. I made it non-denominational. Any other religious zealot out there who, you know, walks around insisting that people conform to their particular ideology.
Right on. I mean, Tim's coming around, man. He's still playing for the wrong team, but, I mean, he knows it at least. So he's happy in his delusions.
So that was something that caught my attention. Another thing that caught my attention, and this is just to tell you how, you know, far afield I go when I'm tooling around the internet. The Department of Defense has developed a new toy. They have it's a micrometer emitter or something of that nature. It's not a microwave emitter. It's not a radiation emitter, but basically it's for crowd control. What it does is that you point this great big dish at a crowd of people, and each and every person in that crowd feels like a small section of their skin, like less than a 64th of an inch or something like that, is on fire, like superheated up to about 1,000 degrees, and they haul ass. They run the fuck away from whatever it is admitting it. They have their instinctual, you know, they get away from it is basically what they do. And as soon as they get away from it, as soon as they get move away from that spot, it goes away. So I saw this, and it was on a Fox News report or whatever. So it's non-lethal, supposed to have no cancer, no kind of side effects and everything else other than real intense pain for just a brief amount of time. And I'm wondering when they're going to get these things down to some sort of handheld device. and how soon will it be before – because, it's a caliprod basically is what it is, where you start hurting people into, you know, You don't go here, you don't go there. Your movements are controlled and everything. I mean, on top of that, technology's kind of blowing my mind lately. Scientists, I forget what research lab it was, but scientists found a way to not only collect images from your mind, okay, but actually to produce video based on those images.
I didn't know that. Where was that?
What I read was it takes like 216 probes, okay? So it's in direct contact, but I mean, that's just one step towards this technology being fully developed. Let's see here, video feed from mind. All right, I'm Googling it here real quick. Nope, that's not it. I'm not sure what site it was. I forget what news site I ran across it. Telepathy machine. I'm being told to Google telepathy machine. But basically, they have to have you hooked into it. And basically, what it is they've done enough research on brainwaves. They've done enough research. I knew that they had a pattern recognition program already, so that they could tell what it was you were, what was your thinking. In a vocal sense, they could actually read that that part of your brain patterns, because words operate under certain, you know, you hear a certain word and a certain set of, you know, neurons fire. So there's the telepathy machine that reconstructs word patterns. Let's see here. I'll post a link to that in the chat for those people listening to the archives. It's www.newscientist.com. I'm sure just put telepathy machine in their search engine. But this is a pattern recognition device for speech patterns. That was the one I read. And they've upped the ante. And I'm trying to find where that's at. I'm just finally reconstructing speech right now. I know they've upped the ante. Some other research group has actually moved on to actually pulling images from patterns. So essentially, you know, they can see, what you may be seeing or something like that, based on, you know, the way that, you know, these certain neurons fire responding to certain stimuli. From what I understand, the images aren't necessarily crystal clear, they're not perfect, but it is, you know, imaging from brainwaves.
Right on.
So,
well, that's cool.
How long will it be before your TV has some sort of, you know, reader on it? You know, or they're monitoring for certain words. I mean, like they do telephone conversations right now. You know, you say, you know, bomb, terrorist, president, and the SWAT's showing up at your house or whatever. And I just did it over the phone. So if you read about me being in jail tomorrow, well, that's what happens.
What's interesting to me about this whole thing is the possibilities for what you'll be able to do in terms of entertainment. I mean, imagine if they could find a way to project whatever images it is that you want to see, you know, in your head onto a TV, the type of stories that you might be able to concoct and actually let other people see. You know, because a lot of the times you'll be thinking about something and not really sure exactly how to describe it so that it conveys the full idea.
Right on. That's an angle I had. I always think the doom and gloom angle. That's an angle I hadn't thought of. You know, the new type of media where you are you're creating these thought constructs and making these images and teleplays and everything else for straight from your brain. Of course, you know,
imagine if it was a full five sense experience. Imagine could concoct smells and everything for people.
Which, I mean, and it could go that way because it's just stimulating different neurons in the mind. imagine you have one of these kind of recorders in your house and you leave it on at night. What kind of porn are you going to wake up to in the morning?
Awesome. Awesome. There's like little deformed midget trolls with huge breasts, and yeah, I could see it.
Right.
Man.
Right. Yeah, it's just, I'm not sure what else is going on here. It's kind of amorphous and ambiguous, except it has two tits and a pussy. You know, it's, other than that, I don't know. What the hell were you drinking last night? Oh, fuck, I don't know.
Oh, man, I've had some weird dreams, so I can imagine.
I could see some. It'd be like the big thing with video phones was that the scene what is that movie? It's Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes and I got it here someplace, I think.
Oh, Demolition Man.
Demolition Man, that's it. Where there's that scene where he flips on his video phone, and somebody dialed the wrong number, and there she is, topless, in front of the video phone, which is why video phone technology, it's around, it's been around for a long time, and it's only getting faster, it's only getting better, but it's not in high demand because people are worried about that ringer picking up, and there they are, dick in one hand, porn on the hand on the keyboard, and the other searching porn or whatever, and oh hey Bob, what's going on? It's just doing a little work from home today. They haven't gotten around to doing that, and now they've got they're gonna be able to read your thoughts.
Right on. But yeah, that's cool, man.
those are the things that kind of caught my attention. It's been it's kind of been slow as far as the news cycle is concerned. Everybody's talking about the presidential race, the GOP. Nomination race, it's gotten to at the point of ridiculousness where everybody pretty much knows it's going to be Romney, and what's the point of even talking about Gingrich or Paul or Santorum or anything? It's almost like they want to keep it going. It's like some game that they don't want to end, so they want to make sure that you continue to watch. So they talk about like Santorum having a fucking snowflake chance in hell, basically. And with everybody talking about that, I mean, to me, the president's just a different looking puppet, might as well be Jeff Dunham running things in the fucking White House and shit. So,
hopefully this one will have less obvious, finger holes.
Right. I honestly thought when Obama was elected that, things were going to be a little bit different, that maybe this guy would actually get up there and go, I'm not buying into all that. I'm not going to be that president. I told these people I'm bringing change, and change is what we're bringing. I should have known better. Another stoolie for the machine.
I wasn't sold by it at all, unfortunately. I wish that I had been able to believe in that for even 5 minutes. But, I mean, my first comment was change. Yeah, he wants to leave you with just change in your pocket. And that,
right.
Yeah,
right.
That's pretty much it. So.
Right.
I've been fucking busy as hell working on people's skin this past week.
Right. Actually, what are you doing now? What have they got you doing?
Eyebrows. I've been doing eyebrows. Well, let's see. I've done all the eyebrows I need to be certified in them. I've done all the removals I need to be certified in those. I've worked on lips twice. I have not yet done any actual eyeliners. That's the one that's kind of got me not freaked out, but it's the one I want to get over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of running a tattoo needle that close to somebody's eye, it's not necessarily uncomfortable to me, but it's one that's the sooner I'm on it and doing it, the quicker I'm going to feel better about it. So
right, right.
But other than that, I mean, he's had me doing a lot of actual traditional stuff now when I'm just practicing. I'm not even working on the cosmetic end there anymore. I know you caught the heart that I did just recently, but that's one of like 40. And it's the first one of color, but yeah.
Right on, right on. Are they having to do a lot of drawing?
Yeah, well, those are all my drawings that you've seen on there, yeah.
Right. I've heard about, I mean, for my apprenticeship, for my graduation, they weren't worried about, you know, the tattoos. They'd already seen the tattoo work. They knew that was solid. The guy that was teaching me to do the tattoos, he wanted to see a set of Flash. You know, Flash is how I ended up getting my apprenticeship, so he wanted to see a set of Flash from me. But he wanted to see old school Flash, whereas my, you know, my original Flash, it was all, you know, pinup girls and shit like that. So I had to create a set of Flash work. And I've heard about, like, tattoo schools. Like, I think there's one in Michigan. There might be one in Louisiana. Where they spend, you know, a week doing nothing but drawing roses. Just, you know, I think part of it is just to weed them out, you know, so that here's the monotony. Here's, you know, here's what you're going to be doing day in and day out is a lot of, you know, you might be doing, I remember there was a spell when I first started where I was doing nothing but cherries. It seemed like every fucking tattoo was cherries for this and cherries for that and whatever.
Yeah,
so, you know, with roses.
That redundancy has been there since day one for me. I mean, I literally, I had to do quarter-inch lines all the way across the pig's ear hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times for days. And then it went to half-inch lines, and then it went to full-inch lines, then it went to curved lines. There was the same pattern days and days and days, and hundreds of them, literally. You know,
right on.
Now I'm...
Right on.
I mean, I understand why now. I can put the tattoo machine in at the right depth per shot and carry it across at the right depth, and I'm pretty accurate. I know where my needle is, so.
Right, right. Yeah, that's, I mean, I find it interesting to hear about other people's apprenticeships, what they're going through and everything. I haven't heard in a long time about an old school apprenticeship. Which I'd love, I think I'd love to be in contact with somebody that was going through an old school apprenticeship. Or what did you do today if you're at the tattoo shop? Well, I did this dude's laundry and I watched the guy's kids and then, you know, I had to paint his shed in the back, in his backyard, shit like that. Just to see how they're handling it because I think I wouldn't be able to handle that shit. So, cool, man. Well, we only got about a minute left. Do you want to roll the outro and call it a night?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do that, man.
All right, man. Good talking to you. You've been listening to The Use.